Greetings, I'm Fred Zaspel. Welcome to another author interview here at Books at a Glance. Today we're talking to Dr. Jonathan Pratt. He's professor of New Testament at Central Baptist Theological Seminary, Minneapolis. And we're talking to him about his new book, My Sheep Follow Me, A Study of Perseverance and the Threat of Antinomianism. John, this is your first time with us. Welcome. Great to have you.
Well, thank you, Fred. It's a great joy to be able to join your podcast here.
And we'll go deeper in a moment, but examine some of the related biblical teaching and whatnot. But first, just bring your subject into focus for us. Explain just briefly what the doctrine of perseverance is, and then explain what is meant by antinomianism, and then we'll go from there.
Sure. Perseverance, as you know, is one of the five doctrines of grace, I think we can, it's theologically defined as that the Christian will bear fruit all the way to the end of their earthly sojourn. So it's to be distinguished from what we might refer to as preservation or eternal security, which is God's promise to preserve his saints to the end. I think it also should be distinguished from assurance, which is the certainty that we have that we are God's child. Rather, the idea of perseverance is that God keeps his children in bearing fruit, so that Christians will bear fruit to the end of their earthly sojourn. And so that's the concept. So that requires then that as we look at the idea of progressive sanctification, that Christians are those who are participating with God, the Holy Spirit, as he works in their lives to produce fruit as they follow Christ. In contrast to that, as the subtitle of the book says, there's a threat of antinomianism. And there are groups of Christians, or have been historically, we can go all the way back to the Reformation, but there have been groups who have denied, and there are groups today, that by their teaching, they either deny or they minimize this doctrine of perseverance by emphasizing what I would call the indicatives of sanctification verses in the scriptures. And by that I mean, they tend to say, we should back away from emphasizing the importance of obedience in the Christian life and the importance of following and pursuing Christ and seeking to bear fruit, because by doing that, we are adding work to the gospel. And in certain strains, they even suggest that by making this emphasis, we are actually adding works to faith. And so they stress the importance of resting in Christ and being thankful for grace, which of course we both are resting in Christ and are thankful for grace, but they emphasize that so much that they end up being antinomian, that is against law, which they basically mean by that against encouraging Christians to be actively pursuing obedience in their Christian lives.